What is this? A child lost in this part of the forest? And what is your name, child? That is a beautiful name. Very unique, I think. Do tell me, please, what does it mean, child? That is what I assumed it meant. Now, since you have told me your name, it is only proper that I tell you mine, isn't it? Yes, indeed. Well, my name is Sylvia, and I am the giant lady of this forest. The flora and fauna here are my darlings. And I live in that wooden cabin right over there. Yes, I was wondering about that myself, little one. Where did you come from? How, pray tell, did you end up in this part of Neverland? Ah, of course. I should have known. Yes. Only that boy would take children out to play a game of treasure hunt in the middle of the night. Well, child, if it's your first time here, I must tell you that Neverland isn't as safe as that boy would have you believe. Peter is a naughty one, mind you. I have known him for many years, and he's always been like this, reckless of the lives of the children he takes from your world to ours. Always fun and games with that one. Ah, you see, you're telling me you got lost while playing the game. But I cannot help but feel that he is the one who lost you. It is good that you didn't wander off to a different part of the forest. There are creatures here who don't take too kindly to strange little children like you. Like I said, I have known Peter since he ever came to be in Neverland. The boy who never grows up, and his charms are not lost on me. And you, yes, you, dear one, have been charmed by that boy. Very much so, in fact. Child, sweet one, be careful not to give your heart too quickly, too freely. That boy may not be what you imagine him to be. You might find your heart trapped in a sleepless nightmare. Yes, I do see that you are a smart one. I believe children like you are smart and often underestimated. That is also not lost on me. Come, sit beside me, my darling. Little one, I shall tell you where to find Peter. Although I am not at all pleased at the idea of you returning to that boy. But since he's the only one who can actually take you back to your world, you must find your way back to him. I will make sure of that. That is a very good question. Asking me about Peter and why he takes children to Neverland, that is a puzzle right there. However, that is another story for another night. Let us make our time together more meaningful, shall we? I believe it wasn't an accident that you found yourself walking towards my cabin. Perhaps Neverland has led you to me. You see, I'm a mother myself, and there's always been a special place in my heart for children like you. Of course, I have two beautiful children, a girl and a boy. Well, they're not here, of course. They've grown up. They're actually living in your world right now. I think their names will remain a secret. For now, at least. Come now, rest your head against me. I can see that you're tired. I'll rub your back gently, child, as you listen to me. I shall tell you two things I told my daughter and son while they grew up. Two things that you should remember, even when we part ways, for they will help you live your life well. Overcome challenges and avoid unnecessary heartaches. Yes, child, you can avoid heartaches. First, little one, is this. Be kind at all times. Be kind to all, even when no one is looking, even when it's not returned, and even when it's met with anger and selfishness. For there will be people who will treat kindness as something evil in their eyes. Thus, dear child, be kind at all times. Yes, I believe you can do that. You can be kind at all times. You are a child who's willing to learn, are you not? Yes. And are you not someone with a big heart? I believe you are. Well, that is good that you say that. Believe it always. You have a kind heart, child. Remember that, and let it be seen in your actions. Now for the second one. And you must always, always take this to heart, little one. Always speak the truth. Yes, the truth. Even when you don't feel like it. And most especially, even when you feel afraid. Yes, really. The truth will always come out. Whether we feel brave or not to speak it. What matters is that we speak it when it is asked of us. Yes, also that. Very good that you thought of that. Speak the truth even when it is not asked of us. Let the truth always part from your lips. Yes, you're right. It seems that that boy has noticed your absence and is calling for you. Come, child. I believe it is time for you to go. Why, you are very welcome, dear one. And I thank you for wandering into this part of my forest. Now, remember what I told you. Be careful with your heart and follow my instructions. And you are sure to live a life that's full and good. Truly be a child at heart all the days of your life. Now, the way back to Peter is there. It will be easier to find him since he sent Tink to fetch you. She's the one who's making the little bell sounds. So follow that. And you'll surely find him. Go on now, child. Let me leave a kiss on your forehead, then. Farewell, little one. Perhaps we shall see each other again sometime. But for now, farewell.